Let's do this.
Yeah. We had a bit of a fumble because I think someone in our apartment building is murdering someone else. It sounds like they're chopping up their bodies. There you go.
There. I don't know if their listeners can hear.
Oh, my God. I'm about to go take my lightsaber up there and I'm going to go whack them in the bum. What's going on?
Oh, just chilling. Good Sunday. I love Sundays where you just don't do too much. I'm one of those people where I'm such a homebody. I just prefer to stay at home.
Yeah, what's the saying? In 1999, I used to sneak out of my house to go to parties. Yes. And in 2019, I sneak out of parties to go to my house.
Yep. Yeah. That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I love that. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Charlie and Ponyo.
Hi.
That's Charlie, and I'm Ponyo.
What's going on?
Got a riddle for you.
Oh, smack me in the face with it.
Imagine if a riddle could smack you in the face, it would, huh?
You smack me in the face all the time, so I just consider that a riddle.
No, I don't. Only when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
And I don't even realise I'm smacking you in the face.
Yeah. Still a riddle, though.
Yep.
I still try to decipher it.
Okay, go. You ready for this? Can I give you a clue?
If you like. I'm still not going to get it. I'm as dumb
hey,
as a...
Hey, you no, I'm you're not dumb.
I'm as dumb as a piece of freaking...
No way. No way, Jose.
Okay, go.
Okay, the riddle... The hint to the riddle.
Yeah.
It's got to do with this weekend's theme. Star Wars.
Okay.
Yeah?
I do like Star Wars. I've got a lightsaber in my hand right now.
Ooh, can you hear that?
Yeah. People can hear that.
Yeah, people can hear that. That's pretty cool. It's my lightsaber. Swing it, swing it, swing it. Yeah. That's pretty cool. How many weeks of pocket money did you have to save up for that? Stripper's money.
A couple of Sefton dollars. I'm rich biatch. It took me 1 hour's work.
Okay, here we go. Here's the riddle. What do you call a robot that takes the longest route? Star Wars. It's got to do with Star Wars.
The rabbit vibrator from Sex and the City.
That's nothing to do with Star Wars.
I call it BB-8.
Okay, close enough. Ready?
What?
R2-D2. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
It's lame. Anyways, may the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
It's a fucking dad joke, though.
It is. It is, but I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Well, I'm glad you think it is.
I know. I always find funny riddles on my phone when I'm on the internet, on the interweb.
Well, at least you had the internet.
What happened to you?
I went to work. I've been sick as a dog thanks to Ponyo all week.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Man flu, can I say?
Yeah.
You have the worst case of man flu.
No, let's break that down. Tick's always saying like man flu this, man flu that, but at the end of the day.
Yeah, you have it.
No, just because you chicks like go through childbirth doesn't mean like you understand what it's like to have like a flu from a dick perspective. You know what I mean? Like sometimes that shit hits you hard. I had like the worst fever and just like, it's like everything.
I had that too the week before you.
Yeah, no, but like with the flu, I woke up with the flu on Friday and I was just like, I can go to work with this. That's fine. That's fine. But I did get to work and the fucking internet wasn't working. For like
two-thirds of the day.
Oh, we're just talking shit.
I love that.
Talking about Avengers.
Yeah.
I know you've seen Avengers Endgame now, so...
Yep.
You were...
Finally.
Yeah, so finally, but...
But can I just quickly add to that, to the internet?
Yeah.
I get really excited at work. So I'm pretty sure it's the same at your workplace or a lot of workplaces.
Yeah, what's that?
Where the phone is connected to the computer.
Yeah.
And if the telephone the screen is off or down, you know that the whole system is down.
Yeah.
So that's the first indicator for us.
Yeah.
So it doesn't come up on the computer screen, it comes up on the phone or goes down on the phone.
Yeah.
So
well, it's a dual system for us. So
I think it's the same.
One can happen to the other, one can happen first, the other one can happen, but if you know if one happens then the other's probably gonna go.
Usually the phone that goes down first, and then I know that the whole system's down.
Yeah.
And that usually happens early in the morning, so I get to work relatively early. And I would get super excited.
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's hard to get to work at.
No.
It's a hard time to get to work at.
I'm a morning person. Oh. I'm a good employee.
Yeah, right.
But I get so excited. I'm
the morning person.
Yeah. That's true, because you have a natural body
clock. No, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, so you get to work early and then...
And then when the phone screen is down, I know immediately that the whole system is fucked.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I'm like, yeah, that's great. I'll go to the coffee place to get a hot chai latte because I don't drink coffee.
Oh, that's right. You don't drink... Why don't you drink coffee? This is probably going to be like the most randomest episode because I don't think we have like much planned for what we're talking about.
It's been a pretty relaxing weekend. We don't have anything planned.
You're not a coffee drinker at all, which doesn't surprise me. And I think is a good thing.
Why do you say so?
Oh, just like everyone that I know that drinks coffee drinks... I don't even call it coffee anymore. I call it coffee-flavoured milk because they have a shot of coffee.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it's milk.
Yep.
And it's like, yeah, cool.
Mm.
Like, if I wanted coffee-flavoured milk, I'd go down and buy a...
Big M.
No, I'd go down and buy... Do you remember Big M? Yeah, yeah.
Do they still sell Big M, I wonder?
No, they call them Oaks now.
Oh, okay, Oaks, sorry.
Hangry. Cue your hangry.
So you know marketing is working when you can quote stuff like that, babe.
Yeah, but... We always used to put Frangelico, Kahlua, and Bailey's in our Oaks.
That's a good idea.
If I were to do that now, so my coffee of choice is either macchiato or piccolo.
What's the difference between the two?
Macchiato is just like a touch of milk.
Okay.
A piccolo is like the same amount of milk as... It's like a shot of coffee and it's like a shot of milk.
Okay, so the ratio is 1:1.
1:1, pretty much.
That's a piccolo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably wrong and the Italians are probably going to kick my ass for it, but it's probably the easiest... I used to do short blacks all the way.
Yeah.
So just a shot of coffee.
Yeah.
No milk, no sugar. No. Nothing, just like...
Straight up.
Yeah. Boom, smash it. But it's like having a giant line of cocaine and that was back when I was 20 in my 20s and so I could handle it and like back then I was needed it to run around and I needed it to do stuff, but I don't need to do that shit anymore. So like I can, if I were to have a short black, an espresso, I'd sit there at my desk and I'd just be buzzing.
Yeah.
And I think for me, coffee always has this thing called like a half life. And it's really hard for me to get to sleep after, like, even fast forward 12 hours, I can't get to sleep properly.
Oh, wow. So how often do you have coffee now? Do you have...
2-3 times a week.
Okay.
But it's just a piccolo or a...
Macchiato. Mm-hmm.
But, fucking coffees, man.
What about legalized drugs? What about?
I'd just rather buy a bag of cocaine and just like do a line of cocaine in the morning. It's cheaper. You know what I mean?
What about?
I don't condone drugs, by the way. I'm talking sugar, so I meant doing a line of sugar.
What about a dirty chai? See, I never knew what a dirty chai was.
No.
I don't drink dirty chai.
No, I don't do chai at all.
Yeah, I like chai, but on dirty chai, it's got coffee.
Wait, what's your drink?
My go-to when I go away, when people say, let's go have coffee.
Yeah.
I usually have a chai latte, soy chai latte.
Gross.
But it depends on the chai latte. If it's powder, I'm a bit iffy about that. If it's fresh chai.
But if it's fresh?
Give me the fresh chai latte.
Okay.
Why is that? Oh, because...
You've had them all, though.
Oh, yeah. Or a soy weak hot chocolate has to be weak.
What's... I got the hiccups now. What's with the soy? As soon as you start mentioning soy, I start getting hiccups.
I'm lactose intolerant. Oh, no. You've got the hiccups.
Yeah.
Hold your breath for 10 seconds. Ready? Ready? Set.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm gonna drink my straight Jack Daniels. Keep going.
What was I going to say? Yes, a soy, weak, super hot chocolate.
Ooh, that's hardcore.
Oh, mate, I confuse the crap out of them every time I order something.
Because they'd be like, what? Say that again.
Soy, weak, super hot,
but, hot so, chocolate. So, weak. So it's like, they're going to do a weak.
Yes. Yeah. Weak. It's a weak hot chocolate soy and it's super hot.
Oh,
is that confusing?
No, it's not confusing. Like, as a barista, like...
That would hate
you
me.
You get
that
it, would, but it's just a pain in the ass cup. To... Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to make. Because when going through university, I had to do the... I was a barista.
Yeah.
And some of the shit that people would ask for was just the... Oh, can I get a... Can you give me a double espresso?
Yeah.
With another half double... And give me half soy and half, like, full cream. I'm like, okay.
That sounds like me.
But I'm going to charge you double for making me fucking do that. Because now I've got to go and do double the amount of shit. There's a line deep that people just want. People just want a flat white. Like, if my boss or if anyone asks me when I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of coffee do you want? And they're like a double soy mocha with, you know, two shakes on the... I'm just like, what do you want? I'm like, I just have a flat white, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, flat white.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then, but the kicker is, I probably take two sips out of the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And then, no, they just don't drink it.
Yeah.
It just sits there.
Yeah.
All day.
So what I do...
In a meeting or a conference.
In my case, when people buy me a so-called coffee, they ask me, what coffee do you want? I go, can I have a soy hot chocolate?
Yeah.
And it'll come back and it'll be super sweet. So what I'll do is I'll pour half of it in another glass and put extra hot water in there, put it back in the microwave so it's extra hot.
Oh, and it's weak.
I mean, not all the time.
No. That,
hey, and that's why you married me.
That's why you are a, not a Sith Lord. That's why you're a freaking Jedi. That's why you're a freaking Jedi.
Thank you. Special Jedi Ponyo.
Yeah, can I just tell you, I'm really sore from today, so we...
Oh, we did a photo shoot.
Yeah, we...
For those who are listening and following Charlie's Instagram account, let me tell you guys something. He's got dope photos, and what's even better, your captions. They're off tap. Is that the right what the kids are saying nowadays?
Nah, they're fucking lit. That's what you're supposed to say.
Sorry, they're fucking lit.
Fucking lit. No, but my one yesterday wasn't too good because I was still on medication. I didn't know what I was saying.
But I think for the next few photos that you have lined up, especially the shoot that we did today, man, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I posted one yesterday for May the 4th.
Yeah.
Because it's the Star Wars day.
Yes.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Blah, and blah, blah.
Something, something, something dark side.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
But for me, it's today's my day.
Yes. Oh, it's... my God. Can the listeners hear that? Do it again, babe. Go. Yeah.
I'll smack you with it.
Ah! How cool. That's pretty cool. So, Charlie, just paint the picture for the listeners. Charlie's holding a...
Yeah, I got my red...
How much did you spend on this one? And when I say this one, listeners...
Yeah.
Let's just say Charlie's got a few lightsaber out there.
I did. This is a custom.
Really good.
This is a custom build one. So
I like this one.
It's custom built. I don't think it's like about $150.
No, I think you spent more.
But,
because I remember you telling me, going, babe, it's 250.
Oh, well, that's probably what I just told you.
Oh.
But you can, you can build it into any sort of different components that you want.
Don't open it, babe.
And, it's probably one of the coolest lightsabers ever, but, I am going to get Ponyo to buy me another one at the end of this year. Not at the end of this year. At the end of this month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now you have a whole collection of it.
Yeah, but no, we went and took some crazy photos in some, like, rape tunnel out in the middle of frickin' southwest Sydney.
It's pretty cool, can I just say. And, so, I wonder if we're the only couple that actually go out there and, what do you call it?
Well,
scout location.
The funny thing was, there was, like, some graffiti artist, like, spraying up a storm.
I was really close to making a fool of myself, as always. I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's Banksy in Sydney. I mean, because we don't know if Banksy is a male or a female.
Yeah.
We don't know what he looks like. I'm thinking, what if he's just chilling out here in the inner west of Sydney? Right? No.
No.
Okay. But anyways, he was pretty cool.
And he got a bit flipped out. He got a bit perturbed. Like, he was just like,
yeah.
Oh. I was like, oh, cool stuff, bro. What's going on, man? Yeah. He was like, and he cool. He calmed down a little bit, but then he fucked off.
No, he didn't. He just went around the corner.
Yeah, while we were...
Because he finished one side and he went another around the corner. He started on a blank canvas on another side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we took photos. I thought they turned out pretty awesome.
Yeah, so we'll see how they go.
Yeah, I'll post some. I'll get Charlie to post some as well.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
What else is going on?
What else? I was going to say something I've completely forgotten now. So I finally watched Endgame.
Oh, yeah, so, you finally watched Avengers Endgame.
I'm a bit behind everyone else, but yes, finally.
So, I know we did. I did my review,
yeah.
And I've been thinking about it over the last week.
Yeah,
It's
good.
But
it's
just want to hear what your thoughts are. What do you think?
It's good that
the
listeners actually get two
sides of the story.
Two sides to the story.
Yeah.
So they've got your side, which is you're like the true fan, and they've got my side, where I'm a bit. How would you? I'm just a. Like, I guess somebody that's curious to see what the movie is about.
No, you don't care for it. Put it that way. You don't care for it.
I don't care for it.
That's okay. Like, you're not going to...
But surprisingly...
But with that being said,
yeah,
you've watched...
A lot of... Most
not
of them.
All 22 of them. You've watched a good share of them, though.
Yes, correct. Correct. You never knew there was 22. There's 22 of them?
This is a fucking shitload of movies.
Wow, I didn't know that. But
see, so what are your thoughts?
It's very entertaining. 3 hours.
Can you give a paragraph of what your thoughts are?
That's the thing. It's 3 hours. I don't know if it needed to be 3 hours.
What do you mean?
But surprisingly, I thought it went...
It went by quite fast.
It went by quite fast. You were absolutely right there.
But all the scenes in there needed to be in there because all of the other 22 movies
that
had preceded it.
But can I just say, I think we're 45 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
Where is it Ant-Man? He came on the screen.
Yeah.
And the only reason why this story or this Endgame even existed because of the cute little rat that turned the machine on.
Not a spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and you've been raving on about that freaking rat ever since then.
So I'm telling to my dear listeners, if you've seen the movie and if you agree with me, thumbs up. If you don't agree with me, well, fuck you. But that little rat is a true star of Avengers Endgame. That is all I have to say.
Okay. And if that's all you have to say, I'm not going to say anything
actually,
else.
I will say something else as well. And I agree with you.
What's that?
Thor, he was really good. I really enjoy his character.
You
are absolutely right. And I mean, you've seen this, what? This is your fourth time seeing it with...
Three? Yeah.
No, fourth. Fourth time seeing it with me. I think you are absolutely right with the storyline of Thor and his character. Well done, Tim. Well done.
I just like his style.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was expecting...
We won't give it away, but...
No, you give it away. Everyone's yeah. If you haven't seen it by now, then go fucking do something with yourself. But, like, everyone is expecting him to be, like, the buff Chris Hemsworth, the Aussie Chris Hemsworth.
Don't tell people.
But then you go there and...
Don't tell people.
He's not that, and people are
it's
like...
It's good, it's good. In a good way.
It was so funny, I think it was the second time I went and saw it in the massive crowd.
Yeah, everyone's laughing.
Like, people are like... Because he goes and he walks and grabs a beer, but you don't see his full...
No, don't his give full it away. Self.
And then he turns around and people were like, what? And then it was like, yeah, yeah. And they don't... I'm not... No spoilers. I'm not going to give a spoiler. But... And they don't fix it. You know what I mean? They just keep it the way it is. They just keep him the way it is. But what's better is his, like, story arc is that he's a bit of a, like, sort of Lebowski through the, like, Big Lebowski.
Mm.
If you haven't seen that movie, that's fucking one of the best movies ever. But it's, like, that sort of story. And then his arc is, like, comes full circle. And it's just, like...
It's clever. It's a clever story.
Yeah.
I like how they brought previous characters from other Thor movies.
Out of 10.
Out of 10. I'm giving it a 7.5.
Oh, okay, that's quite generous. Really? What's your favourite Marvel movie, if you don't mind me asking?
Easy. That's so easy. Black what? Panther.
Black Panther?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I really enjoyed that.
Oh.
I really...
And we I thought it would have been Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 1.
Volume 1?
Yeah.
Okay. It would be just for the soundtrack.
Oh, okay. Just for the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Black Panther for sure.
Yeah, cool.
From what I can remember.
Mm.
What about you?
Out of all those Marvel movies?
Mm-hmm. You have some deep... I don't know, thoughts on this, because I don't.
No, I'd flip it and say I couldn't pick a favourite Marvel movie. If you ask me what my favourite comic book movie is, it's called The Watchmen.
Oh, have they made a movie out of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Watchmen.
Hmm.
Dope movie.
Hmm.
One of the old times.
Yeah.
I always figure that it doesn't get better than that.
Talking about movies, you know what I'm really excited about?
What?
Oof. Really excited.
What?
John Wick.
Oh, John Wick 3?
Yeah.
You love Keanu Reeves.
Oh, he is such a babe. Yeah, just everything about him.
It's getting kind of old. It's probably going to be the last movie.
Yeah, I don't mind. I think it's time to end it.
Yeah, it's on the trailer where he's riding a motorbike and he's got a samurai sword and he's fucking people up with a samurai sword on a motorbike.
It's hardcore.
I'll go to the movies and pay just to see that.
Yep.
No problemo.
Definitely.
But enough about movie talk. What's going on in life? Got any good stories?
Not really.
Oh. Yeah, cool.
Do you?
Yeah, I had a funny one that came across my desk. And by desk, I mean slipped into underneath the door of my floor of the mattress that I was hoboing in.
Huh? I'm so lost.
Yeah, I would be too. But it's an almost Darwin award. That's the only way I can call it.
We're giving them a half Darwin.
It's a half Darwin award. Okay. Yeah, it's a half Darwin.
Mm.
It's a half D.
Mm.
Half a D.
Okay.
You get half a D.
And who's the winner this week?
Name hasn't been released, but he He fell into Kilauea volcano in Hawaii.
Oh my gosh.
So he fucking fell into the fucking volcano in Hawaii. So some knobhead, a tourist, visiting Hawaii, he went over, he climbed a 20-meter railing that's lining the crater of the volcano, so we could take better photos for Instagram, because
all
that's
for the
what
gram.
You do. That's what you do.
Hashtag for the gram.
Fuck yeah. And
just like what we were doing this arvo.
Fuck yeah, but ain't never gonna go and cross a giant 20-meter fence just to go and take a photo next to a volcano, because that's...
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah, it's one way to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And so he crossed over the metal railing, and to get closer to the cliff edge, he was going to take a photo, lost his footing, and he fell into the... And it's not like he fell down into the fucking pits of it. But it's not like it's one of those volcanoes in the movies where it's like red and it's all like flamey and everything. It's like, it's smouldering. It's got sulfuric acid in there. So if you can't stay in there for too long, because otherwise you will fucking die. But,
And he sure did.
You fucking fell down in there.
Oh, done.
And, emergency services and everything had to come, and they got him out in time because it wasn't like the live...
Yeah.
Part of the volcano.
Oh, gosh.
So if it had been, like, the huge smoldering part of the volcano, his dude would have been fucked
up.
Very
lucky.
Yeah.
Very, very lucky.
And, yeah, so he's,
I want to see that photo now. It's going to be on the gram. Hashtag, it was worth it.
Yeah. The only other thing is, Mother's Day's coming up.
Yay, to our dragons.
So,
that's next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got anything planned?
I'm excited because, I made a big batch of slow cook. Also, buko. So, we're going to eat that now.
Yes.
Delicious.
Yes.
I'm loving Lauryn Hill. Ready or not, I'm loving this song. It's old, but I'm loving it. I don't know if you should be good live, but I think I just love this song.
Yeah, me too.
It's a good track. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, we're a bit down. We're still both a bit ill. We're still both recovering. This is what happens when you're over 30 and it takes a lot longer to recover.
Yeah, that's true, but blame yourself. I'm good to go.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready for the next lightsaber battle.
Oh, gosh. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it
on. Revenge of the Fifth.
On that note, guys.
Yeah.
Be good.
Have a great week.
Peace out.
Party on. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. Play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less. I must confess, my destiny's manifest. There's some vortex.